Hi, Nina. How are you?
Hey, Alice. I'm fine, thanks. Listen, are you on the phone? Are you on the phone with anyone?
No.
Okay. Let me show you something right fast. So the caregiver that called me, if you go to her profile, Aisha Jeffcoat, right? You copy and paste her mobile ID number.
Just give me a second. I don't see just a second.
So the caregiver mobile ID.
Yeah, it's that the
The part
internet
where
is
it say
kind of
access.
slowing. It's kind of slow, so it's not charging. It's the ISX active.
Well, say that again.
Yeah, the mobile ID is active.
Right. I want you to highlight the mobile ID number and copy it.
Okay.
And
I
then
just
use another screen and open up another HHA file. Click on admin, the one on the very top, the last option. Click on mobile user management. That's the third one under. Once you click on mobile manage, paste her mobile ID number there underneath caregiver mobile ID. And put her last four digits of her social security number. When you do that, click search. Did it pop up? Now look at the email that you see that was made when she made the email account. You see what email address she used?
Yeah, one I just
And
yes.
then look on her HHA profile where you just took the mobile ID number. When that happens and the email doesn't match, you need to cross-reference with the caregiver to see which email she used to create her HHA account, because the one that we have in the mobile management one, that is the one that she set it up with.
Okay. Yeah, I will let her know because they are different.
Yep. Everything, all her information is there. It's just that it's a different email.
Okay, great. Thank you so much,
Okay.
Nina.
You're welcome. All right.